Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Milges. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Milges. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball four. Metzler moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Lind covering, for the out. Metzler moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is walked intentionally. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Metzler tags and scores. Kerr scores. Clancy tags and moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. There goes Hoffman trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milges fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Milges. Whatwood moves to third. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whatwood scores. Sissel moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to third. Fonseca moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Falk scores. Fonseca scores. Tavener moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kirk can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Watwood. Holloway reaches second base with a double. Tavener moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krause hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Krause reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Holloway fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Holloway. Krause moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krause tags and scores. 1 out. It's 5-2, White Sox. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Averill moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavner hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 1 in the game. Calm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Clancy moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clancy tags and scores. Hoffman tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-3, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Grant now pitching. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr bunts towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. Metzler moves to second. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Calm hits a pop-up towards short. Tavner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Watwood takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Falk. Krause reaches second base with a double. Watwood scores. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a pop-up towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter pinch hits for George Grant. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Moore now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerr moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to third. Kaum moves to second. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Kaum scores. Hoffman moves to third. It's 12-3, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Hoffman scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 4 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lind moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Lind moves to third. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lind scores. It's 13-4, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Falk moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.